It occurred to him then, with a clarity that was startling, given the dark side hurricane howling through him, that Yoda was wrong about the dangers of attachment, or at least that he wasn't altogether right. It was true, attachment could weaken a Jedi's resolve, but it could also strengthen it, as he was strengthened now by his love for Qui-Gon and Anakin. Without them, he would have failed long before this moment. And so, leaning on them, he continued to fight. Awkward, nearly crippled, nearly weeping because the light side had been so long denied him, because the shouting was so loud, because his body wanted to obey it, he pushed over the temple threshold and into a place that was anathema to him, that hated him as though it were sentient, that with every step and gasping breath tried to end him in the Force. The moment he set foot beneath the temple roof, the building's bones began to tremble, revolted by his presence, rejecting him like poison. Deep beneath him, a tremor ran through the Zagulan ground, and the voice in his head began to scream, and scream, and scream. Mind reeling anew, he staggered across the disturbing Sith floor toward the alcoves that were set into the temple's walls. The screaming in his head grew louder, wilder.
Die, Jedi!
Die, Jedi! Die, Jedi! Die!
Every step he took was torture. The inferno was inside him now, burning him alive. Almost sightless, hazily aware that the temple was shuddering, that he was shuddering, he fell against the wall and began blindly groping from alcove to alcove for the artifact responsible for his torment, for the hateful thing that wanted him to die. When his fingers closed around it at last, he thought his bones had burst into flame. Through a smearing crimson haze, he stared at what he held. An ancient black glass pyramid, Sith sigils tracing its surface blood red. Holocron. It felt alive in his fingers, vibrant with hate and rage and fear and loathing, vibrant with raw power. Alive with the dark side as he had never felt it before or ever thought to. Such a small thing to contain so great and malevolent a power. His bones were crumbling now. They were turning to ash. He was dying. He was dying. The Sith had won. With his last breath, he smashed the holocron, and the fires went out. Lying on his back, on a mosaic floor that shivered and writhed beneath him, he listened to the silence in his mind and couldn't grasp what it meant. Looked up at the distant ceiling and watched it rock from side to side, uncomprehending. Watched the walls rock. Listened to the Sith Temple's stony lament. From somewhere outside, someone shouted his name. Shouted again.
Get out of there, Obi-Wan, you mad fool! The building's going to come down!
That was Bail. Bail Organa. A good man for a politician. And suddenly he remembered why he'd come into this dreadful place. He was looking for a way home. Had to find the way home. Had to save Bail Organa, whose life was in his hands. Groaning, retching, he struggled to his fists and knees, and then to his feet. So much pain in him now, he almost couldn't see straight.